And we're joined now by the Democratic governor of Virginia, Tim Kaine. He endorsed Senator Barack Obama early on, and Obama returned the favor this week, saying the governor would be on his short list for a role in his administration. Governor Kaine joins us from Richmond. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, Melissa. Good to be with you.
And Senator Obama has won your state handily. It's about a third of the precincts reporting 62% for Barack Obama, 37% for Hillary Clinton at this point. What happened in Virginia?
Well, we feel very, very good about the result tonight that is coming in with about half the precincts reporting. My sense was that going back a year that Barack would be very, very strong with the Democratic electorate in Virginia, but he would also have an unusual ability to attract independent and moderate Republican votes. And, Melissa, what we're seeing tonight is that in a state that has been a red state in presidential politics, the Democratic turnout is nearly double the number of Republicans who went to the polls today. And it looks like Barack has not only cut into some traditional base of support for Senator Clinton, but he's picked up huge numbers of independent votes that might normally be thought to be the province of Senator McCain. Virginia is a state where you can vote in either primary. You know, everybody's essentially an independent. You can pick either primary to vote in. And what we've seen is independents deciding to vote in the Democratic primary for Senator Obama. And remember also, Melissa, that Virginia, 1 in 10 Virginia residents is a veteran. We're one of the most military or veteran states in the country in terms of our population, and yet we're seeing this very, very strong independent support for Senator Obama, which on top of an energized Democratic electorate is really helping him out.
And you've got to be looking at that and thinking ahead to November and seeing a very good sign for your party.
Absolutely. You know, Virginia has not gone Democratic in a presidential election since 1964. But with competitive races on both sides and twice as many Democrats, you know, turning out on a February Tuesday as Republicans, which the early signs would indicate, that means that our votes are definitely going to be in play this November.
Let me ask you, though, Governor, I saw a voter at a polling place this morning being handed a brochure for Barack Obama, and he brushed it away saying, "I don't vote for amateurs." How do you reach a voter like that?
Well, you know, you don't have to reach everybody. I mean, you know, politics is about 51%, although tonight the senator's doing a lot better. I mean, with over 50% of the ballots in, he's got about 64% of the vote. He's not going to appeal to everyone, but what I've seen during the last year since I endorsed Barack in February of 07 is an energized Democratic electorate and a real willingness on behalf of independents and Republicans who want to see change to support a guy like Obama who's strong in his views but who doesn't demonize the opposition and, in fact, looks for opportunities to bring people together to solve tough problems.
Governor Kaine, November is a long way away, and a lot can happen between now and then. But if there were to be a contest between Barack Obama and John McCain, John McCain is going to say, I've been in Congress for 25 years. I've been at the forefront of every major international issue. My strong point is national security. It's a time of terrorist threats. Do we want a commander-in-chief who's only been in the Senate since 2005? Isn't that a real weakness of Barack Obama in that eventual race?
Well, you know, there is a lot, you know, before each party selects their nominee, there's a lot to go. But I think Senator Obama has some very, very strong credentials that are clearly appealing to Virginia voters. And again, we're a tough state. You know, if Barack is appealing to independents and Republicans now with a message that we need to be a unified nation, with a message that we need to change the direction of the country rather than to continue the policies of the Bush administration, that is worked with Virginia voters apparently tonight, and I think it will continue to work with Virginia voters in November.
Do you think it's fair to consider Barack Obama the Democratic frontrunner now?
You know, about a year and a half ago when the senator told me he was thinking about running, I encouraged him to, and I told him that he would be the underdog from the day he got in until the day he won. Hmm. And I think that that's what we ought to consider this race. It is a very, very challenging race still to the nomination because Senator Clinton is very able and very formidable, and then it will be a very challenging race in November. But I do think that the momentum from Super Tuesday through tonight is strong, and that obviously is a great thing going forward.
So you'd rather think of him as a back-of-the-pack underdog than a front runner?
We learned a little bit in New Hampshire, which is, you know, the Iowa win was great, and New Hampshire looked okay, and then it turned out to be not so okay. That really reset the campaign back to the mode that has been successful for him, which is, you know, we're the hungry underdogs, and if we act that way, then we'll work as hard as we need to, and things are more likely to, you know, go in a positive direction.
Okay, Governor Kaine, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Melissa. See you.
It's Tim Kaine, the Democratic governor of Virginia.